For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Talk some Royals baseball, though. They begin a homestand this evening out at Kauffman Stadium as the Colorado Rockies come into town. You can hear the game right here on 96.5 The Fan. And every couple weeks, we check in with the general manager and executive vice president of the Royals, JJ Piccolo, and he joins us right now here on 96.5 The Fan. Good morning, JJ. Look, you guys started homestand tonight. The road trip clearly didn't go the way anybody wanted it to go. Offense continues to be the conversation, I'm sure, internally as much as it is with fans. How concerned about the offense are you right now?
Well, I mean, obviously we're struggling, but, you know, this is part of the season where we just have to really go back and check our processes with each individual guy, because I think they all are doing something a little bit different right now. And it's a tough stretch, but you know, we've been through this before, and you just got to know what it is that gets you out of it. And you just got to kind of wait out the process and hopefully guys get going. I'm glad we're back home, and I know our guys like playing at home, and today's the start of a new stretch.
Is this part of what the appeal was in a guy like Jonathan India? Like, I was wondering, like, just going back to, like, this stretch or even last year when you guys went through a couple of stretches offensively that were kind of tough, is when you've got a team that has guys who could work on the on-base percentage part of it, is it harder to avoid stretches like this if guys aren't regularly just getting on base, whether they're hitting or not?
If I understand your question correctly, you know, Jonathan India is a very consistent player, and he's going through it right now as well. But, you know, his process is still good. He's swinging at good pitches. He's just not, you know, making consistent hard contact, which we know he will. His career path tells you, his history will tell you that that's something he does. And when you're more veteran guys are being a little bit more productive and more consistent, it takes pressure off the bottom of the lineup. You know, right now it's just kind of a trickle down effect. I mean, it's, you know, outside of Bobby and Michael, all guys have gone through their struggles, but these guys are pros. They know that this is part of the season. You know, one day can change the course of the next 2 weeks. You know, that's just the way the game goes. It's actually what I think everybody enjoys about the game. Nobody likes going through the struggles, but 162 games is hard to get through. And when you embrace the good with the bad, they're the guys that play a long time in the big leagues, and that's what our guys are going through right now.
You guys were in the middle of a 17-game stretch without a day off. You get the win on Sunday. At least from the outside, it felt like maybe everybody could just take a little bit of a deep breath, reset with the win on the flight home, and you're off yesterday, and then, of course, back at it tonight.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. That's what I was thinking, but it was great to get that win. I mean, Detroit's playing very well right now. It was a tight game. You know, Carlos Estevez did a wonderful job going two innings there. You get the win, you know, you get on that plane, you get an off day, you regroup. It's a beautiful day today. The weather's outstanding. So, you know, you just got to be optimistic that today's the day that, you know, gets us going in the right direction. But Sunday's win was a big win. You want to win every game, but when you're going through a stretch like that, you want to get that last win, so at least to end the tough road trip on a positive note.
I guess on the flip side, JJ, obviously the wins aren't coming with it yet, but like, you've got to feel internally, if the offense or when the offense finds some more rhythm, the starting pitching looks like it's going to give you a chance to win 162 times in a row based on the way this has started so far. Where are you guys at in that process, and how comfortable are you now that, because you had to give up a starter in the offseason in Brady Singer, how confident are you that this is what we're seeing in the starting pitching's here to stay?
Well, it's great. I mean, everything starts on the mound, and even though we've lost a handful of games, there were a lot of tight ones in there as well, because the pitching is doing what it's supposed to do. And then when you think about, we've got four guys on the IL right now, pitchers, that more than likely would have been on this team, you know, opening day. So when you look at that, I think we're weathering that storm very well. You hold your breath, you know, when Lucas got hit with that batted ball, you hold your breath because there's only so much depth you can really have. But luckily, Lucas is fine. They're doing a great job. The starters are keeping us in the game. The bullpen's done a great job. So, you know, I think that's, without a doubt, the positive right now. And that's what we were built on last year. You know, our pitching was really good and our offense scored just enough runs and you end up having a good season. But that was last year, and now we got to move on and figure things out this year. But the pitching certainly has been a positive.
You mentioned Lucas Hirschegg. Is the expectation that he'd be available then tonight?
Yeah, he was actually available on Sunday. We didn't want to use him because of the off day. You get an extra day. But he would have pitched. If that game went, you know, 12, 13 innings, more than likely he was going to come into the game. It worked out really well that we didn't have to use him and got the win. And then he gets the off day, and he's certainly available tonight.
How are things progressing for Hunter Harvey? Since we're already in the bullpen and talking about guys, how's he looking?
He started his throwing program this week, so that's a positive. You know, the good thing about relievers is it doesn't take them much to get back into the flow of things. They're throwing one inning at a time for the most part. So I don't know what the timetable is. It'll all depend once he gets off the mound, how he's feeling. But everything so far has been exactly as we expected.
We're talking to the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, here on 96.5 The Fan. On Saturday, you guys made the decision, of course, to option MJ Melendez to AAA. You spoke about that decision and the thought process with that. Now that he's going to be in AAA, what do you guys need to see from him for him to have an opportunity in the future, potentially to come back with the big league club?
Oh, we said several times that we liked the work that he did in the offseason, and really what we were seeing through spring training and then even, you know, during the regular season is even though he was doing some good things and trying to quiet things down in his lower half, his timing was still off. It wasn't synced up, his lower body and his upper body. They made the coaches and MJ made a decision before the New York series that they were going to make a small tweak in his stance where his posture is a little bit more upright, trying to maintain what he's doing with the lower half and find that rhythm. And in a very short sample, you know, he hit the homer off of Freed. He hit another ball really good the next night. He lines out to end the game. So we feel like he's on the right track, but it's a timing issue. And with timing issues, it takes repetition. And when you're doing it against the best in the world, it's hard to work on those things. So we were patient with it. We were hoping that he would find it. We believe that he will. So now he's back in AAA. He reported yesterday to play or Sunday to play, and they got rained out. So he's anxious to get to work and handling it very well. And he'll be in the lineup tonight against Toledo.
How's his, you know, I guess the handling it really well, it's gotta be really tough for a guy who's been in the big leagues for three straight years and then make those adjustments and then end up in AAA. Like, how do you guys internally handle those conversations? And you don't have to tell me what you told him, but how do you handle those conversations where we do actually still believe in the changes you're making? I know it feels like it's coming with less production now, but we need you to stick to it.
Well, the communication is really key. And the night that we sent him down, we didn't even get into it that night. But Alex Zumwalt and the other hitting coaches had a discussion with him Friday night, they had a discussion with him. And then we had a conference call yesterday with all the coaches in AAA because I think the communication is very important and we're consistent in what he's hearing. But he's a major league player. He needs to participate in this as well. You know, if something's not feeling right, a certain drill is not, you know, getting the result or the feel that he's trying to accomplish, then, you know, we need to change the drill. But a lot of it is drill work to try to create that timing and then go into the game with a free mind that the work he just did will transfer into the game. And, you know, it's tough, you know, and he's been a big leaguer for 3 years. It's tough. You know, sometimes we've been through this before. Sometimes there's a little bit of a sigh of relief to catch my breath, start over, and kind of a new beginning, you know, and that was the sense I got from MJ. And then even with a follow-up discussion I had with him on Saturday night, you know, he's anxious to get to work. He was packing his place here and he was driving to Omaha the next morning, which is exactly how we want guys to react. And, you know, just to go back a little bit, it's very similar when Alex Gordon got sent down in 2010. He was in Omaha the next day and got to work and eventually came back and was a very productive major league player for many more years. So, you know, that's the approach we're taking. As long as the player understands it, it certainly feels like MJ does, and he'll go down to AAA, get this thing ironed out, and come back up and be productive for us.
Fans will remember and mention guys like Gordo or Moustakas who were sent down. As a general manager, like, do you use those even as examples to the player, or do you just say MJ's probably well aware of that already?
Yes, you do at times. It just, you kind of got to read the room. You know, there's sure. A time and place for that. You know, when you first give a player news like that, they certainly don't want to hear about anything else. I mean, they're human beings, you know, it's bad. Sure. It's bad news,
sure.
But there's a time and place for it. And I know that MJ and Mike Moustakas are actually friendly, you know, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're talking right now. And guys that went through things like that, you know, that player can identify with the players going through it now, and that can be very helpful. So we just got to, you know, keep, you know, referring back to history. You know, I said this the other day, there's very few players in the world that never got option. They get to the big leagues, they get option back to the minor leagues. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a huge percentage of players get option back. I remember having a similar conversation with Brady Singer a couple years ago, and he came back and was outstanding. So, you know, we've been through this before, you know, and how the player handles it mentally and then the physical work he does will really dictate what the future is like for that player.
I wanted to ask you about another player in the lineup since you were talking about processes. Vinny was on MLB Network. He was talking a little bit about bat speed and maybe that was speeding him up. And for a guy who was a heavy producer for you guys last year, what are you guys seeing from like Vinny's at bats as far as getting him up to speed?
The thing that Vinny's always done so well is his pitch selection is outstanding. And right now he's getting pounded inside pretty good. A lot of cutters in, balls off the plate in that he's, you know, making a pass at and foul, pulling foul. We thought over the last 7 to 10 days he started to make that adjustment. He actually had an opposite field hit the last day at Kauffman Stadium before he went on the road trip. When Vinny is using the left center field gap, that means his timing's right. And his pitch selection is good. I did read a little bit about the bat speed thing, and it was a goal of his to increase bat speed, but that's not too uncommon. But if you look at, you know, the correlation between bat speed and who the most productive hitters in the game are, the best hitters in the game aren't at the top of the bat speed ranking. You know, I think last year when they came out with that, Luis Arraez was last in baseball, and he's won 2 batting titles. So it's timing. You know, your swing, your bat speed, to sync it up with your lower half and how you deliver the bat is going to be more of the predictor of how well you square up a ball, which then usually leads to hard hit, and now you get your hits. So, you know, it's an interesting thing. I give players a lot of credit. They challenge themselves all the time. They want to get better. And, you know, you would think swinging the bat faster would be a better thing. But for some guys, it's just not, you know. And Vinny will figure it out. He's a really good hitter. He's going to figure it out. And when his pitch selection improves, like we've seen for many years with him, he'll hit. You know, he's a very good hitter. He's a very good major league hitter. And it's the quality of the at-bat that I think will dictate the results more so than anything. And right now, the quality of the at-bat isn't what we're used to seeing from Vinny. But he'll get there. Who knows how long it'll take, but he will get there because he's too good of a hitter.
We mentioned the rotation, JJ. I did want to ask you before we let you get out of here, a couple of guys in the bullpen. Daniel Lynch, how much has he earned more high leverage opportunities considering, I know his scoreless inning streak ended, but he has been better than I was expecting in kind of those leverage moments as he got more of those. What do you guys view Daniel Lynch's future is in those big time innings?
I think exactly what's happening. You know, he really, last year when he got up, he was more towards the bottom of the bullpen. As we got into the playoffs, you know, or in that stretch run, he was being used in higher leverage situations, and the same thing's happening right now. Came into a close game the other day in Detroit. Even though he gave up a run, he did a good job. I mean, the base hit that they scored the run was just a well-placed ball. It wasn't hit hard. So he's done a great job. And like any other pitcher, the more success they have, the more the manager's going to want to use them in high leverage situations. And that's what's happened with Daniel. So it's really an advantage for us, you know, being left-handed, because you can pick your spots when you want to use them. We saw Angel Zerpa do the same thing last year, and he may not be throwing the ball as well right now as he did last year, but Angel's very similar when you look at his career projection and how he's gotten to where he's gotten to. So it's great for Daniel Lynch. It's great for our team, because the more options you have in the bullpen, the better off you're going to be through a long season.
J.J. Piccolo, Royals General Manager, Executive Vice President, kind enough to give us some time here. We'll check in a couple weeks. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.